of a well-timed statement compared to where we were. A week ago, Jeff, I think you weren't here, but we were debating the fact whether the Guardian season was a success prior, and I think they were down 2-0.
You didn't go that we got to win the whole thing, did you?
No, I just said okay. I wasn't ready to evaluate the entire season at that point, knowing that there were still games ahead.
He yelled at me, made me eat clay, and then gave me a wedgie.
Yeah, and then I think most people that listen would agree with me and realize that sometimes Menegan can be a loser on some stuff, and so that's okay.
And then he embraced that. And it hurt.
That was bad. The swirly was the worst. But
you just called Menegan a loser.
Yeah, I guess I did. So when we when we look at the Guardian season as a whole, it absolutely was a success. Last week, I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to talk about the obit on the Guardians before the season was over. And, you know, to sit here, oh, this absolutely was a success, blah, 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 blah. Okay, it was a success. I have no problem admitting it. I would have said it last week if you told me, if you put a gun to my head, I'd be like, yeah, of course it was a success, no matter what happened. But I wasn't ready, and I don't think Guardian fans were either. I got to tell you, the fans that were at the games over the weekend, outstanding. I was there Saturday night. Spectacular. Yeah, we had a ton of Yankee fans sitting around us. I got it. You know, 3-1, they were on the verge of going to the World Series.
There always are, though. Anytime the Yankees come to town.
That is true. But I also thought that the Guardian fans that were there all weekend, especially the ones that, Friday night was just one of those games where it's so memorable, and you'll never want to forget what you witnessed in that game, knowing that they were one strike away and able to come back. I'm sorry, Thursday night, knowing that they were one strike away and knowing how great Friday felt. I tip my cap to the fans on this too. And just looking back at the entire season and the fact that no one had any expectations at all, zero, zilch, and for them to be...
I expected them to compete. I thought they would have a chance to maybe make the playoffs, but I didn't think that they were... a playoff favorite, Andy. Their roster didn't look like it didn't scream, oh, yeah, we're the team to beat. It didn't.
Jeff, I think people would have been happy with 500 going into it, knowing that you had
Terry Francona
was gone and that you're in that situation and that now all of a sudden you're trying to turn things around. So I do look forward to the future. I want to see what this team looks like moving ahead and where they're going with this thing. But it was fun, man. It was a blast.
It was.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
I asked Anthony Castrovince when he was with us, do they get a false sense of security about this team and this roster and everything else because of the success they had this year? And he said he hopes not, and I agree with him. I think somehow this team was able to compete and do some great things. If they're able to do the same thing with the roster the way it is, Stephen Vogt should be heavily rewarded with a contract extension. I think you're going to have to find some starting pitching. Now maybe you have it in the organization. Maybe Joey Cantillo is finally ready to go. Maybe you can get Shane Bieber back. Maybe Matthew Boyd sticks around. Although his agent is Scott Boras, and Scott Boras usually goes top dollar and usually gets it for his guys. I'm just hard-pressed because I see Tanner Bibee and I see Gavin Williams, and that's all I see right now. You're going to bank on Logan Allen? You're going to bank on Tristan McKenzie? Cantillo? Ben Lively? I don't know. And Anthony was absolutely right. Just because your bullpen was really good this year doesn't mean it's going to be really good next year, even though getting some arms back.
It also doesn't mean that your bullpen's going to look exactly the same as it did this year.
There's one thing that I want to ask both you guys what you think about this. Until this year, Hunter Gaddis was kind of considered a starting pitcher, right? When he came up, would you think about, because you have Trevor Stephan coming back, you might have Karinchak coming back. Now, James missed almost all of the season. He threw a little bit in Columbus late with a shoulder injury. Shoulders aren't good. And Trevor's coming back from a UCL, Tommy John surgery, in March. So in theory, he should be ready to go at least by midseason, if not for the start of the regular season. Would you consider moving Hunter Gaddis to the starting rotation? Or did he find himself as a setup man? And would you consider maybe anybody else that you might, like Eli Morgan? Eli was a starter when he first got here. Would you make Eli a starter? Or do they?
I think that they'll figure out.
You have too many bullpen arms right now.
Well, okay. I also want to know, like I asked Anthony, what's going on with Bieber? Like, I feel pretty good about them having a chance to bring him back next year.
Well, but he might not be ready to go until June. It's a Matthew Boyd situation. But he had it done a little sooner. Maybe he's able to come back at the start of the year. Maybe he's not. I just wonder, would you guys move? Would you think about Gattis? Would you think about Eli Morgan as potential starters? Because if you make
I don't know why I lean more towards Morgan than I do Gattis, but maybe that's just because of the way they've used him in the past.
Right.
That's more what I'm thinking.
I just wonder because, you know, Gattis was a beast in relief, man. He was really good.
He was.
And I'm hesitant to move him. And if you do move him and say, hey, we want to stretch out and make you a starter, it'd be really tough to throw him back in the bullpen as a setup guy again.
Yeah, what do you think the Guardians are going to look like next season? What's your reaction to what we saw? Was it a success? All these things that we've been kind of not talking about for the last 24 hours because of the Browns. Now's your opportunity. Plus, Greg Williams joins us at 1. We will get back into the Browns when we talk to Greg. I cannot wait to hear how he assesses the situation with your football team. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.